Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Well, by day, she masquerades as a mild-mannered antiques dealer in lovely downtown Beaufort, North Carolina. But by night, or whenever evil lurks in the hearts of men, or however else you want to put this, she emerges and brings to bear quite a bit of legal expertise. Joining us once again is Paloma Cabana, attorney at law. How goes it?
Hi, Bill. Good. How are you?
Like today, I text Paloma, hey, what you doing? You got something to talk about? She goes, as a matter of fact, I just came out with this.
Yes. My latest piece of distressing news about how the United States Department of Justice is anything but just.
Gotcha. The problem, though, as I see it, if you're going to start thinking the way I do, Paloma, then I've got a very good psychiatric professional that I want to recommend to you as well.
Well, so. I have previously been referred to as Alice in Wonderland when I sometimes go through some of the analysis and where it takes people. And I think this is just really going to be the latest chapter looking at that. So we have been talking a bit last week, and it's worth recapping because it was such huge news. We started talking last week about three defendants in particular who took plea deals from U.S. DOJ, those defendants being Caleb Berry, Mark Grodz, and Graydon Young.
Supposedly all three oath keepers?
Yeah. That is correct. That's the allegation, that's the headline in the DOJ press releases. But for two of those defendants, Caleb Berry and Mark Grodz, there is no criminal complaint, there is no grand jury indictment. They got the defendants to waive those constitutional rights. And so we know absolutely nothing about the two of them. I still am not feeling good about what's going on in this case. So I had started looking at the statute, 18 U.S.C. 1512 C2, one of the two charges they pled to. And lo and behold, the DOJ is affirmatively misrepresenting in their legal papers, including the plea deals of these three defendants, what's actually in that statute section. DOJ keeps referring to this as obstruction of an official proceeding, but it's not. In other documents, they refer to it as obstruction of Congress. It's not. Statutes come with titles. That's part of what the legislature does. They put a title with the number. And 18 U.S.C. Section 1512 happens to be tampering with a witness or a victim or evidence in a criminal proceeding. It has very little, if anything, to do with Congress. So we started our story there last week, and my displeasure with the DOJ continued. So this morning, I took a look at all available plea deals.
May I ask you a question?
Sure.
Now, in the past, in Congress and at the Supreme Court, we've had protests staged there.
Yes.
We've had them beating on the door when they were of the Senate when they were considering Neil Kavanaugh or Kavanaugh, which I don't know, Alex Kavanaugh, whatever his name is, that guy, Supreme Court Justice, when they were considering him. Is there any statute where it says that there's something that the Congress can do, specifically January 6th certification of elections, where the public would be prohibited from coming in there?
Not that the DOJ has pled, not that I can locate in 7 months.
So wouldn't that, to me, Paloma, as a layman, okay, to me layman, that would be like a cornerstone there because, you know, we were told that the leading story, the leading false story is that the democracy was under attack, that they were seeking to stop the certification of a duly elected president, and in fact, they're not saying that's what happened. So what are they saying happened?
Well, a couple things. One is the Electoral College vote count, which began on January 6th, could have taken up to 5 days, excluding Sunday, to be completed. So, I mean, let's just start with the law the way that it stands. We have the 12th Amendment, and then we have a group of statutes that gives us a little bit of the mechanics that go with it. The official U.S. House and U.S. Senate calendars for January 2021 only allotted one day, January 6th. And by Friday, everybody was supposed to be on vacation for a week back in their district. So start with the issue that Congress never intended to be officially present in Washington, D.C. for the full 5 days allotted at law for the counting of the vote, the lodging of objections, and then votes on any objections. Congress itself wasn't going to be there. There's no signage on the Capitol grounds saying, don't come here, people of America. There is no motion in the U.S. Senate under Senate Rule 21 saying, we are going to conduct the vote in secret. So I am still, simple person that I am, trying to figure out how they did anything like what we do with our property as hunters. I mean, what are some of the basic things we do? We put up a sign. It says posted, right? If you want to have your land all to yourself, to do your wander, to do your dawn break hunting, right?
Right.
You put up a sign. Okay, so there's no signs outside the Capitol. The U.S. Department of Justice pleads no statute that I can look at to say, oh, this is where it says that the Capitol of the United States of America has been officially closed to the people of America. It's now a monarchy. It's now a castle. You may not come here.
Mm.
In fact, to this day, if you go to the Senate website, because I really have to do things in a simple way. I went to the Senate website. Can I come view the Senate? Well, they like you to go to the gift shop, apparently, and get a pass. I'm assuming they want you to spend a little money while you're there. Okay, great. Or call your senator and say, Senator Tillis of North Carolina, I'd like to come to the Senate on the day that it's in session, and they give you a pass. Right? Okay, so we want to be organized. I get that. But there's nothing on either the Senate website or the Sergeant at Arms of the Senate or the architect of the Capitol of the United States of America that says this Capitol is closed to the people. Nor was there any testimony from any of these folks in February and March that said everything was closed to the people.
Hang on right there. We're going to get into this. Talking to Paloma Cabana, attorney at law. January the 6th is on my mind. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at Franklin FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, FranklinArmory.com. We are speaking with Paloma Campana, attorney at law, and we were just talking about, she was launching into a diatribe that I had to interrupt.
Please. So sorry.
Please continue right. on.
So where USDOJ seems to want to go with this is a section that is quite small, 40 USC 5104 E2G, big mouthful. Essentially, they don't want you to parade, demonstrate, or picket in any of the Capitol building. That carries with it a maximum of 6 months, potential fine $5,000. That's the charge they've been offering to roughly 18 defendants. So not the three men that I'm talking about from the Oath Keepers, not Barry, Graz, and Young, but to the rest, if you will, of defendants to whom they are offering a plea. They're offering this little charge, don't be parading, demonstrating, or picketing in any of the Capitol buildings. A couple of those defendants have already been sentenced on those plea deals, including no jail time, coupled with just probation. And yet, the three Oath Keeper defendants, accused of being Oath Keepers, as much as they are being accused of being at the Capitol, have been offered something completely different, which is this 18 U.S.C. 1512 C2, which I started out talking about, this quote-unquote obstruction of Congress, where you've got a maximum of 20 years in jail and fines upwards of $250,000. The gap. Explain to me any other reason for this gap other than USDOJ and the FBI wants to put an end to the Oath Keepers as an organization and to send a clear signal to anyone supporting the Second Amendment, this can happen to you next.
Okay. So once again, now these guys, has Stuart Rhodes come out and thrown out his soapbox and said, our three brothers will not perish in vain, I swear to God. Have they claimed them?
No.
So?
No. In fact, one of the points I've been trying to discuss and that I cover at some length in my book is, what is a member? The United States Department of Justice, in its criminal complaints against the 19 Oath Keeper defendants that I've been following, most of them, they have nothing. They have, this person was wearing a patch upon their clothing, or this person had on a T-shirt that said Oath Keepers, and okay. this other person had on a baseball cap that said Oath Keepers. But there are no true allegations about what is membership under the Oath Keepers bylaws. Were they accepted as members? Did they pay their dues? Were they members in good standing? Have they ever attended a meeting? Have they ever engaged in any activity as an Oath Keeper in their official capacity? Right. There's none of what you would normally look at when a group is being pursued in a criminal setting. There's absolutely none of that. So the DOJ could simply go through all 19 sets of papers, cross out every single sentence pertaining to the Oath Keepers, and it wouldn't make a difference. The defendants would still be charged.
Then we come to my second question. And this is always one I've always wondered about. Now, Paloma and I have had a couple of conversations where she'd been very, very complimentary to me about the way my mind works, but these other attorneys were these insurrectionists that attacked our democracy and were the existential threat and almost ended the republic that are getting 8 months. Can these other so these other attorneys that are getting this, can the attorneys or that now they have a court appointed public defender, right? These Oath Keeper guys?
No, 18 of the 19 have private counsel.
But there I'm talking about the Oath Keeper guys that are getting the raw deal.
Have private attorneys.
So can those private attorneys not look at the way these guys are being sentenced and say, isn't that sort of a precedent?
Yeah, so here's the slightly tricky bit, but it'll make it really fun for the listeners. Imagine if you will, there's one DOJ office, but there's 19 different attorney's offices, and a couple of defendants have more than one attorney's office. What's part of the DOJ strategy? Right? Bury the defense counsel and try to make it so difficult for them to do their own job that they can't even talk to anybody else. So my sense is that none of the defense counsel really have a crow's nest view, and 99% of attorneys don't view the law as a policy perspective. They view it as a statute, and either you fit the statute or you don't fit the statute, but they don't say what's behind the statute, what bills might be pending, who is my legislator, how can I get Representative Marjorie Greene to try to get into this prison to see my client and the conditions they're under. So that's why when I try to say to people I'm an attorney and policy analyst, so that they understand I've got a completely different spin in terms of the metrics that I bring to a situation that's going on. So I don't look at the defendant and say, oh, they're charged with this. What did he do? I'm saying, well, why are you charged with this in the first place? So it's quite a different starting point.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
so let me tell you
Okay. I'm going to ask the question. We don't have time for you to answer this, so we're coming up on the next break. But here's the question.
Okay. Yeah.
So in the event that there was a real insurrection, which is their claim, a real armed existential threat to the Republic, which is their claim, a real attack on the Capitol, which is their claim, wouldn't they be getting a lot harsher sentence than any of the ones they're putting out right now? If that were actually a true charge, and you know, they're being convicted and they're getting 8 months or 6 months, time served or whatever. We can wait on the answer till we get back for this. And talking to Paloma Capanna, attorney at law, this is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The summer surge of the Delta variant of COVID-19 has proven less deadly than previous waves. The 7-day average of daily cases has risen to as high as 66,606 near the peak of the summer surge 2021. Daily hospitalizations have been much lower, with the Delta variant surge hitting just over 31,000 at the highest. According to Johns Hopkins University, the number of people dying each day from COVID is just over 320 people per day. Congress is missing a deadline to raise the debt ceiling. Last month, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen sent a letter to congressional leadership saying lawmakers needed this to happen by August 2nd. If Congress didn't act, Yellen warned her department would have to take certain additional extraordinary measures to avoid a default. USA Radio News. A $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill is on track for Senate passage this week. Key lawmakers said on Sunday, setting the stage for a floor battle this week and a hand-wringing of Democrats' demands for a follow-up bill that would spend trillions more on child care, education, and social welfare. Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins tells CNN she believes the Roads and Bridges bill will win over enough Republicans to overcome filibuster fears in the evenly divided chamber.
This bill is good for America. Every senator can look at bridges and roads and need for more broadband, waterways in their state, seaports, airports, and see the benefits, the very concrete benefits, no pun intended, of this legislation. It's going to make us more competitive, more productive. It's going to create good jobs.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's
800-985-1610. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. And I asked you a question before we went to break. You want to take a stab at that one up there? It just doesn't seem to me. I'm missing something here. They're getting less than a year for an insurrection. What kind of country are we? Shouldn't we be emulating Cuba on this one if it's a real deal?
Well, part of the issue here, from my perspective, is the detainees at Guantanamo Bay. You cannot say that this country doesn't have a history of failing to charge and failing to prosecute and failing to convict. So, on some level, what may have happened January 6th was actually two things at once, not just the events that they showed us on TV at the U.S. Capitol, but the events that happened inside the DOJ office. Let's look at their timeline for a minute. Once upon a time, a man named Michael Sherwin, an attorney, according to his own narrative of the day, was out for a walk and just happened to be going by the Capitol as things started to disintegrate. He goes over to his office where, according to his own statements on 60 Minutes, he launched the shock and awe campaign inside the U.S. DOJ to charge as many defendants as possible before January 20th. According to another newspaper article, the Miami Herald, did an interview with Sherwin since he has left his office, by the way, to go into private practice, where Michael Sherwin tells the Miami Herald they had huge spreadsheets with people's names on it. So they have been throwing around these criminal complaints, attaching to them FBI statements that look like they were drafted literally by first graders. I mean, they are single spaced. Some of them have typographical errors. There's no formatting. A bunch of them don't even have captions on top of them. And the U.S. DOJ papers are cut and paste. They literally even take things off of websites and simply plagiarize it without giving credit to where they've taken it from. So they started 535 prosecutions concerning a single day with little to no investigation, very few references in any of their papers to the word warrant. They already have data that they're accessing metadata size. They have companies like Bank of America tossing information voluntarily at them. And they simply went about this thing with very little professionalism in their office. So I think what you're starting to see is the smoke and mirrors is starting to blow away as they realize how ridiculous the whole thing looks from a legal perspective. But we are getting left with who is it that they are actually persecuting. And that goes back to the Oath Keepers.
And you think, now, and I agree with you. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just getting you to say this out loud. You think this has something to do with gun owners?
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, look, I'm half British, so I spent my childhood going back and forth across the pond, as it's called, hearing lots of stories about World War II, touring the European continent with my parents, going to World War II sites and so forth. I have a slightly different perspective than your average American. For me, the fact that they are after the Oath Keepers means they are after us. I do not look at the Oath Keepers as fringe. I do not look at Stuart Rhodes as, slightly wonky, maybe a little bit off track, Yale law school graduate, right? I look at that as someone who saw the situation at Hurricane Katrina on the ground. FEMA is failing to respond. City is descending into chaos. We all watched that on TV too, didn't we? But how many of us went? How many of us tried to do something at the point that the government forces that be in that situation tried to disarm the citizens in the middle of chaos? So while I would not say that Oath Keepers is a Second Amendment advocacy group, I do not see that as their purpose, but I do not speak for the organization, have not talked to Stuart Rhodes since all this happened. We are fools if we think, well, they don't really fit in with the NRA crowd, so that has nothing to do with me.
Well, here's my other question.
Mm-hmm.
If these guys are not actually Oath Keepers.
Yes, which is a distinct possibility.
Why hasn't Stuart Rhodes come out and said, these guys aren't even Oath Keepers?
Well, because in some instances, he doesn't even have to do that. I mean, let's take a look at Thomas Caldwell. He was one of the first three charged. By March 12th, just 2 months after they charged him, U.S. DOJ backed up in a courtroom in front of the judge and said, he's not really an Oath Keeper. He's just a coach on the sidelines. And why did they say that? Because Thomas Caldwell told the court, but I'm a former FBI section chief. I'm not an Oath Keeper.
According to Wikipedia, Oath Keepers are an American far-right anti-government militia organization composed of current foreign military and police who claim to be defending the Constitution of the United States. Of course, that's Wikipedia. They claim to be defending the Constitution.
Which is probably a cut and paste off of the Southern Poverty Law Center, where you should see what they say about GOA, Gun Owners of America.
Well, you know. Morris Dees, he used to come across as such a reasonable little man, you know, and now you look at him, you're like, okay, Goebbels, I gotcha. So, anyway.
But we have to ask ask ourselves, is it un-American to call for the repeal of a statute? I've met Larry Pratt several times. I do not support the repeal in full of the Gun Control Act of 1968. Larry does. We have some spirited conversations.
Well,
that is exactly what the First Amendment is for, right?
Yes, it is. And I think here's, well, we don't have them. We're going to have us a nice little back and forth coming up. I can see that coming right now. I don't know if you know this, but the name of the show used to be Gun Owners of America Radio before it became Lock and Load. So I myself have had a few dealings with Mr. Pratt, and I'm not going
and
to speak for him.
Our conversations have been protected. They have not been conversations where the FBI has permission to be standing among us covertly or to be starting a clock and giving us the means to do something we weren't talking about doing in the first place, which is exactly what they did in Michigan.
Yeah. Yeah, they're definitely covering themselves in glory. Anyway, I'm going to tell you what my thoughts would be on certain repealing of certain laws, and you can tell me what you think about that. Paloma, of course, has a book out. What's the name of the book?
The Events of January 6, 2021, What Impact the Second Amendment Movement. Find it and me at 2ampatriot.com.
2ampatriot.com. I can just see Paloma bounding out of the bed above the antique store, ready to go to fight it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
They're the home of the binary trigger, the home of the Salus line, Reformation line, the Providence line, and, of course, the militia line. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Paloma Capana. And, Paloma, you opened up something that makes me think. And this is why I'm going to have this conversation with you, because nobody's ever been able to explain this to me. Maybe you can. Okay? Now, you were talking about how not all of the Gun Control Act, you would not agree that all of it should be repealed, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So here's my thing about gun control. And I have no idea what Larry Pratt's position is on it, okay? My thought on gun control is that with all law that has to do with crime, most of the law does not impose a penalty or a punishment unless you break said law. Very few of the laws out there actually impose any sort of penalty or punishment, or in certain cases with gun control, denial, before you've ever done anything. Whereas with gun control, it's almost like the supposition that they try to push out there is that by getting out there and regulating to the teeth, the law abiding, and you know, never, ever, ever, you know, addressing the elephant in the room, whereas, you know, the criminals, they're the problems. We should be trying to do something about them besides letting them act out. With gun control, it always seems to me that gun control is always pretty much a denial of goods or a taking of goods that are, you know, part of the Bill of Rights. I mean, I know it's quaint to sit around nowadays. I'm sure you feel the same way I do about this, that when you get out there and say, well, it's part of the Bill of Rights, and they're like, oh, here we go, one of you, an originalist, right, okay. So in terms of looking at what gun control, the good gun control does, I see none. I see no good in gun control, because you still have Sutherland, Texas, that happens despite gun control. Despite a guy who went through the system, through the military system. Mm-hmm. You ever dealt with any military justice? You know how severe that is. I mean, that makes civilian justice look like romper room.
But in that particular instance, the courts recently have confirmed exactly what my question was that day, which is, did it get booked into NICS? And there has been now a court finding just 2 weeks ago it was not. So always going to have to deal with the human element, right, for any particular crime or sentencing or someone on a jury, et cetera.
And I accept that. But the problem is that even before they ever address the human element, they want to impose more.
Well, and so let's just talk about a couple bills that are pending, because to some degree we can talk about the criminal defendants, and I can get all excited about them, and I do. But I want to make sure we don't take our eye off the ball of, wait a minute, while the DOJ is running around making all kinds of drama, what is Congress doing? And right now in Congress, there are two bills pending that we need to stand up and oppose with all of our voice. Senate Bill 183, the Terrorism Intelligence Improvement Act of 2021,
right,
which, if a person is under investigation for being a domestic terrorist, their gun rights could be delayed or denied. So to your point, Bill, yes, here is a bill where you're not even having to be charged or convicted of a crime. The mere fact of being under investigation, oh, and by the way, little details in the bill, at any time in the past 10 years under investigation, with no notification to you required, you could go to your friendly local gun store, fill out your ATF form 4473, and the clerk on the other side hand you the little slip that says, oops, so sorry, can't sell you a gun. And you're standing there going, why? Right? So definitely a bill to oppose. Second bill to oppose, House Bill 350. Hell no, 350 is what I have to say to that. More than 200 co-sponsors already on this bill, including a few Republicans, titled the Domestic Terrorism Prevention Act of 2021. So once again, to your point, Prevention Act will stick the FBI, the NHS, the DOJ for the investigation and prosecution of Americans as terrorists, with all manner of funding. There isn't a federal statute right now as we are speaking that is a crime of domestic terrorism. These are the bills that would actually convert the definition from the Patriot Act into a crime that could be charged and prosecuted.
Okay.
So, yes, to your point, here we go. This is the checkmate, potentially, of 20 years since the Patriot Act passed and all of those powers coming home to be used against Americans on American soil.
Well, I mean, to this end, okay, to this end. They knew about Nicholas Cruz. The FBI knew about Nicholas Cruz. They knew about the Yahoo in Boulder, Colorado.
Yes.
They've got all these rampage killers that have been on, quote unquote, on the radar, and they've done nothing to stop them. They've done nothing to prevent them. And we know with rampage killers, for example, they go through this little five-stage run-up. So we're going to have a talk about that one day, just because I wonder what somebody would be charged when they're getting out there if they're thinking about doing a rampage killing, but they haven't done it yet, if that's conspiracy or something. That's for another day. We'll do that later on.
But it does come again back to human people. Who are the agents on the case? What is the training? It's not, oh, tap your phone and listen to every single conversation, right? Often the clue is someone who actually knew, for example, the mother of Adam Lanza.
Sure.
Right? Talk to law enforcement. How many times, if you read the Connecticut Blue Commission report on what happened? So there is a question to me that comes much more back to who are the actual people, who are your resources? So Christopher Wray's testimony, director of the FBI, that he gave in February, I found myself surprisingly in line with a number of things he said, where, look, if all you do is look at all the words on social media, this country is done, right? I mean, there's some really horrible stuff sitting out there. Facebook, Twitter and kind of all the rest of it. But how much of it actually becomes an actionable offense? And even if somebody says, I am going to do this, do they have the means to do it? Do they really have the motivation to do that? What are the steps, you know, and that is a human being. You cannot assign that to an algorithm.
Well,
you cannot
say,
we can't have you on Facebook because you're going to turn into the next terrorist.
We're going to do this again next Monday just because we're going to have to continue this conversation. But, I mean, here's my problem before we run out of time. With all the stuff that they're doing, human element, I mean, do they not know by now that there's going to be a human element involved in any of these crimes? Are we going to let them slip by saying, well, we did not anticipate the failure of the human element here? When they're getting out there, they're not doing anything to adjust anything for that human element. They're just piling the same kind of law on. You know,
Right, because if we legislate the gun, if we ban the gun, we are safe. The gun clearly can stand up on its own
That's the whole fallacy behind. For me, red flag laws, if they're going to leave the guy on the street, that's the problem. They're leaving the guy on the street, but we're about to run out of time. So before we do that, one more time, give out where they can find the book, name the book, all that other good stuff.
Sure. The name of the book is The Events of January 6, 2021, What Impact the Second Amendment Movement? Find that book, find me, contact me through 2ampatriot.com.
And if you're in beautiful downtown Beaufort, North Carolina, looking for something old that would look good in your living room, go to Dunton Antiques.
Dunton.
And thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you, Bill. I look forward to talking to the listeners of Lock and Load again.
Very good. Hour number two is inbound. Coming up next, it's going to be Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.